This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and I think you heard at the top of the hour news that the Postal Service is going to raise the rates to 60 cents for a first-class stamp. Class, in my lifetime, that's 15X. 15X. First-class stamps used to be 4 cents in my lifetime. Now we're looking at 60 cents. Captain John Reagan, Dr. Sheely has been long advocating for as long as I've known him, about 11 years roughly, about gut health and the danger of antibiotics. And when he was shedded and got COVID, a massive, massive dose of spike proteins, it almost took him out. He did not take antibiotics to treat himself. He refused antibiotics. He'll tell you that. And he has. On the air. So, Ricky Rocket, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and Dr. Sheely, and instructors at USA Prepares have been talking about thinking with your gut, the importance of the gut biome, the immune system. All of that we've been talking about. And what you said during hour number one is just another exclamation point on what we've been saying here at USA Prepares, and you as well, for years. Grid down situation. I've talked with Craig Douglas, and he thinks that's our number one. Craig Douglas is our radiation detection guy, instructor, and he is really concerned about a grid down situation as a result of an EMP. That could be launched anywhere in the world, which would destroy the supply chain, no question about it. Next point, I know for a fact you're talking about the sun and carbon dioxide. I know for a fact I can measure it, and I have been measuring it every day for over 5 years, that we are generating record amounts of solar powered electricity here at the farm. No changes on our equipment in 5 years, so to speak, but the amount of energy that we're generating, electricity from the sun, in the last, let's say, 9 months has been increasing. We are generating 45 to 50 kilowatts of electricity a day when the sun is shining, and the typical household in the United States uses about 33 kilowatts of electricity a day. We're generating more electricity on sunny days than the average home uses. We use an average amount here at the farm to power our farm, which is 33 kilowatts. What I'm saying is the solar activity is increasing. There is no question about it. No question. Next point. I've said, and I'd like to say it again, I'd love to hear your position on this, Captain John Reagan. I don't believe that we're going to get out of this mess. I'm talking about the COVID mess. I'm talking about the supply chain mess. I'm talking about factories shutting down. I'm talking about running out of parts, running out of raw materials. Everything is broken. I don't believe we're going to get out of this for at least 20 years. At least 20 years, if we ever get out of it. And as history proves to us, the first Great Depression started in 1929, and it lasted through 1945, maybe even 1949, which is a 20-year period. It took World War II to get us out of the first Great Depression. I don't think we're going to get out of this one for about 20 years, if we ever get out of it. Captain John, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, pretty much anytime you're in a position where you have to have this reset, which has happened a number of times throughout history. It's not just in our modern times. You can even go back to the Roman era and the debasement of the currency then. It was the coinage then. There's always comes a time where you have to pay for what you've done. And I'll be talking about that upcoming too, some of the recent posts I've made on Substack. But I think I've always said that, you know, just the financial part of this would take at least a decade to have all the pieces unravel and get put back together again. But we're talking about more than financial here. We're talking about the economy, which you need energy, which they are hell-bent on destroying, the only reliable energy that we have right now. And there's so many other resources that I've talked about over the years that were in short supply. And if they do want to ramp up solar panels, where the heck are you going to get all the silver from that you need for the panels? And then the panels only last, you know, 20 or 30 years, and you got to replace them, and you can't recycle them easily. And then, you know, where are you going to store the energy for when the sun's not shining? You know, you need lots of, you know, batteries for that. There's just not enough material to do what they want to do. And even if you try to do this with the existing grid, you know, number one, where are you going to get the electricity from for electric vehicles? There's not enough generating capacity out there right now. And if you have the generating capacity, how are you going to distribute it? There's not enough wiring to handle that kind of load for everybody to recharge their car every night. Not to mention, you know, it's going to be tough enough for people with houses to put in recharging stations. Imagine a recharging station for every parking spot at every apartment complex. It is absolutely insane, you know, the amount of money it would take to do that, even if the resources were available, and we're already broke. So, yeah, you know, 20 years, I think that would be a minimum. And like I say, with what we know about cycles, it looks like fall of 2046 is when we have the, well, we know that's the end of the Gleisberg cycle, which the last one, it's a 89-point-some-year cycle. The last one is in December of 1957. And this is the one that you have the really big event. And even if we're wrong, and it's not this cycle, it's the next one, which would be another almost 70 years. But we're going to know ahead of time because we're going to see things like the Earth slow down. It wouldn't just stop immediately. You would start seeing effects of that, you know, sometime there, 2046, possibly in the few years before that. So we wouldn't be caught flat-footed necessarily, but it takes so much time to prepare. If you actually want to survive the other side of this event, it's like I said, you need to be near the equator. You need to be in a mountainous region to handle the flood from the ocean coming across the continent. And then you got to hope that you picked the right side of the Earth. And there's not many places that you can go. We've got places in Central and South America. And if you're not fluent in Spanish, that's going to be difficult for you. You've got places in Africa, but that's not necessarily a very friendly place for Americans to be. And then there's a little bit in a heavily populated area in Southeast Asia, but other than that, you know, we're looking at not many people are living in a great place. And even if you are living in a great place, you need skills. You need to be able to do what people used to do without a supply chain. And it's like we've said in the last few shows, even the Amish can't exist without a supply chain. And 24 years, that's just not a lot of time to get ready. If you want to do this, you have to, get moving. It's not a, you can't take a leisurely pace anymore.
Captain John Reagan, just put an exclamation point on what you said. So far, it looks like we have disposed of wind turbine blades, the big ones. These blades are so long, they're like the wings of a jetliner. They are so long that they have to cut them into three pieces to put them on a tractor trailer to take them to the dump. They're made out of fiberglass and other materials. But so far, we have dumped 50,000 tons of these useless wind turbine blades because they have failed, and they have a life expectancy of 15 to 20 years. They don't last forever. The people who have been supporters, the GDP who have supported wind turbines, have been duped into thinking that, you put one of these wind turbines up and it's going to last a long time. Well, 15 to 20 years, and the blades get cut into three. They have to have a special diamond-coated blade to cut through these wind turbine blades. Some of them are almost 300 feet long. So prior to their final resting place, which is in Wyoming, that's where they're going right now, they get cut into three pieces, so they'll fit on a tractor trailer. No kidding. These things are so big, there are only certain routes that can be used for pulling these things to their ultimate destination. I'm looking at a picture of one that's one blade, just one blade, one of three, okay, going out to one wind turbine. It's 274 feet long. 274 feet, one blade. And they last 15 to 20 years. It's unbelievable, right? Just doing a quick calculation right now. So if a tractor trailer's trailer is 53 feet long, that'd be a long one. It would take a little over five tractor trailer lengths to transport one of the three blades on a wind turbine. We have been fed a bill of goods. This is insanity. And how long will these cut-up blades, the 50,000 tons of them, last in a landfill forever? We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us, and I'm going to add to today's post on the Ron Gibson channel, Ron as in Ronald Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N channel, on BitChute, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E, B-I-T-C-H-U-T-E. And his channel, there will be a link, actually two links. One is to Captain John Reagan's thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, so you can see the links to the images of your president's son's escapades. It will make you want to throw up. It's graphic. It's disgusting. It shows you what the elite, the people who are running the show, what their family's up to. It will make you want to throw up. I'm not kidding. This is beyond child pornography. It's unbelievable. And also there'll be a link where you can read the story yourself about the 50,000 tons of useless wind turbine blades that are being dumped in Wyoming. And that's just the beginning. Captain John, back to you.
So I was talking about resisting the Schwabites. The first point was fighting central bank digital currency. Number two, educate any politician you can at any level. It's probably not worth sending the information to Democrats because they are agenda-driven. About the science of solar forcing aspects of our climate, to do this, you want to follow the Suspicious Observers YouTube channel every day, and he will post the links for any of the studies that he talks about that day. And when you get those studies that talk about the solar forcing, we need to send these to our politicians, especially the Republicans, and we have to get into discussion, you know, much like, you know, COVID vaccines. You know, there's more and more starting to come out on that that's even bleeding over into the mainstream. We need to get solar forcing bleeding over into the mainstream, because these, you know, flat earthers saying that it's only solar irradiance, you know, sunlight, and since that doesn't change much, it must be CO2 that's changing our environment. We've got to fight that insanity, because what they are doing is just putting together this narrative, which is, again, in support of the Great Reset, because if you control the energy, you control the people. Number three, we need to ridicule the Schwabites, and we're going to know sometime this year the 4,000 more most important of those. These people hate Western civilization, and by that I mean things like freedom, private property, Christianity, and I think we pull a page right out of Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals handbook. You know, just ridicule them, describe them for what they are, to call them America-hating Christophobes, because that is an accurate description. They hate America, and they hate the God of Abraham and Jesus. There might be other things we can do, but I think these three are the most critical, most important right now. We could probably take at least an hour, if not a whole show, talking about what would we do with central bank digital currency. I think a lot of people don't understand just how bad an idea this is when it comes to freedom. Because whatever you think of as an alternative, you don't have one. You think, have your own paid off property and raise your own food. Well, how are you going to pay the property taxes on that without using the central bank digital currency? And I'll go down that rabbit hole a bit more when we get back.
Captain John Reagan, and again, class, the links will be on Ron Gibson's channel on BitChute.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin disclosed in House testimony that the United States military is training Ukrainian soldiers in the United States to use armed drones to attack Russian tanks and other armored vehicles. A bipartisan group of senators will introduce a new bill today that will prevent the Biden administration from removing Title 42 without a detailed plan in place to stop the expected surge of migrants at the border. President Biden plans to end Title 42 by May 23rd. The D.C. Public Health Lab has confirmed a fox that bit a congressman and at least eight other people near the U.S. Capitol Wednesday was rabid. Congressman Ami Bera, the Democrat from California, tells NBC News about his encounter.
Walking to the Hill about 5 o'clock in the afternoon over by the Senate Russell building and, you know, felt something like lunge at the back of my leg.
The fox was euthanized. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Scientists have discovered a brand new type of cell inside the human lungs. The newfound cells play a vital role in keeping the respiratory system functioning properly and could even inspire new treatments to reverse the effects of smoking-related diseases. The study was done by the Perelman School of Medicine at the University of Pennsylvania. As the White House refuses to talk about the Hunter Biden laptop, Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch on Fox News this morning, says politics at the administration level is why a special counsel has not been appointed.
It's a massive corruption scandal that one hasn't been appointed. One should have been appointed, in my view, during the Trump administration. And certainly the Justice Department under President Biden has a irredeemable conflict of interest that the regulations require be dealt with through a special counsel. That's why a special counsel was invested. Supposedly that's why a special counsel was appointed to target Trump, and there was really nothing to really require one because there was no serious evidence Trump had done anything wrong. In this case, the president's son, everyone acknowledges, is under criminal investigation, and as you've been reporting and the evidence shows, Joe Biden is up to his neck in this issue. In the least, he's a witness. Arguably, he should be a target. Either way, a special counsel is required. And the fact that one hasn't been appointed ought to be concerning to any American who wants the law fairly administered by the Justice Department with respect to the Biden family scandal.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Captain John Reagan, did I exaggerate when I said that these images and what you'll see in the link on your website is disgusting regarding that son of the president? Did I exaggerate?
Not at all. I was really torn for a while. Do I include this link or don't I? But this is such an important part of what should be our national discussion right now. I hate to tell you to look at these things, But if you don't know what's going on, you can't be thoroughly disgusted enough to hopefully take action and demand that, just like they were talking about at the break, you know, there should be a special counsel appointed. You know, take the politics out of this. You know, we've got some pretty serious allegations and evidence here already. And what's even worse is the mainstream media that refused to cover this laptop during the election cycle. Can you imagine if this information had been public back in 2020 before the election?
You know, the if you go and type Epstein, associates, you'll find names like, of course, Ghislaine Maxwell, Les Wexner. He is of Victoria's Secret fame. Alan Dershowitz, of legal fame. Prince Andrew, Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Bill Richardson, George Mitchell, and many others. And when you mentioned, you know, take politics out of it, unfortunately, the people who are involved in this are right dead center in the middle of politics. So I understand what you're saying by take politics out of it, in terms of no matter what side you're on, it looks like, well, allegedly crimes have been committed. Okay. And but the people who are involved in these alleged crimes are big players in politics. Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, etc. This is awful. And you wonder where the morality went. And sometimes these guys talk about family values. When you see family values in your mind and you look at the family values in these images, there's no family values in these images. This is strictly sex, 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 greed, greed, greed. That's what it is. Money, well, it's money. Money, greed, and sex. That's what's in here. Pleasure. That's what's in here. Drugs. That's what you'll see. And I remember reading a story about what a handsome guy Jeffrey Epstein is. Some alleged journalist said that Jeffrey Epstein is a handsome guy. Nothing could be farther from the truth when you see what his character looks like. He's as ugly as can be, inside and out. And when you see Hunter Biden, you're going to think the same thing. Back to you.
Like I said, I'm trying to get posts up at JohnTrek, J-O-H-N-T-R-E-K, .substack.com. I've made three posts since I was on the air last on the 17th. The first one is Putin a globalist or nationalist? And that the answer to that question determines how we're being played. I hope Putin and Xi are nationalists. We know that they've been connected with the World Economic Forum, but let's hope that they are more interested in Russia and China than implementing the global New World Order. Unfortunately, we won't know for some time. And even if they are nationalists, they are into the same bad agenda that the World Economic Forum is. Their central bank digital currency, China already has one, Russia's implementing. In fact, the United States, from that point of view, is behind the curve. And I hope we can slow that down. The destruction of freedom, especially freedom of speech, making the cost of carbon-based energy unaffordable, and especially here in the West and in China, the destruction of Christianity, I'm at least seeing a little lip service for Christianity with Russia. But if, it depends on, are they staging this to crash the economy for the Great Reset, or is Putin doing this to throw a big stumbling block in front of Schwab and the Schwabites? So, like I say, we'll find that out later, but given how much Schwab and Soros have come out for Ukraine, I think there's at least some evidence that Putin is a nationalist. One that I talked about, I originally posted on the Financial State of the Union. I've updated it since. What income tax rate is needed? Currently, government spending about $10 trillion a year, and we only have $8.9 trillion in W-2 income. So that means you need to tax the wages and salaries at a rate of 112.4%, which obviously that can't be done. All the research I did, when you add in other forms of income, which includes business income, retirement income, and investment income, I would find that the W-2 income was roughly about 70% of total income. So if we use that as a basis, then that means total income for 2020 would be around $12.7 trillion. So at that point, you'd only need a 78.7% tax rate on all income, no exclusions, just to pay for current government spending. But then there's the rest of the story, which I came up with. How much longer can we steal from our future? Which talks about the unfunded liabilities, which I'll just briefly cover that since we've talked about this so many times on the program. The last time that Professor Kalikoff provided an update, said the unfunded liabilities of Social Security and Medicare were $222 trillion, and this is based on the Congressional Budget Office projections, which were more realistic than the trustee report projections. So when you add the unfunded liabilities to the debt that we're in, plus I didn't even try to quantify what the unfunded liabilities for public and private pension plans are, we're getting pretty darn close to $1 million for every person in America. And that means if you don't pay that $1 million right now, you're going to owe another $40,000 for the interest on that. And even though there's technically not interest on the unfunded liabilities, because you didn't fund the unfunded liabilities, you now have to fund even more. So this is why the reset's unavoidable. There has to be a crash. And we're running out of time on saying what we want the world after that crash to look like. And the more you find out about the view of the World Economic Forum and what their view of the world should be, I think we really need to get that discussion up front. I'm not highly encouraged due to what we've seen with the whole pandemic crisis the last 2 years. Just getting the information out and getting people to take interest and understand how they've been used. It's a really tough job, and I guess all we can do is keep on keeping on in that regard. looking back at when I was talking about the World Economic Forum, I don't know if this last show or the show before, when I was going through the people that were associated with the World Economic Forum, I noticed BlackRock had quite a few people. What also kind of hit me, and I went back and looked closer, I found nobody from Vanguard. So it's obvious that BlackRock is associated with the World Economic Forum. If anybody knows who Vanguard is associated with, I'd be interested in knowing that. That's not calling Vanguard the good guys, because they're still for the ESG, which is the environmental social government nonsense, which is basically a social credit score for business. And they're trying to make it difficult to impossible for companies to invest in carbon-based energy, which is what we need to keep the economy going. And this is one of the reasons, like you talk about, it's going to take more than two decades to get out of this mess, because the plans that are implemented now will be destroying our production capability of internal combustion engine, as well as the exploration and development of the oil and gas resources. And those things just cannot be turned around on a dime if you start funding them again. So if you do want to live in interesting times, I think you picked the right time. Did you want to insert a comment before the next break? Or?
Yeah, very quickly, class. There's a news report on Zero Hedge that says there's, quote, island-wide blackout strikes Puerto Rico after major power station erupts in flames, end quote. So yesterday, Puerto Rico had power. Today, no power. That's what Captain John's talking about when he talks about a solar eruption wiping out the grid. This is one example. Yesterday it was okay in Puerto Rico. Today, it's a mess.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-5. 4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. I've mentioned that if the attack by Russia on Ukraine continues and expands, that I believe, and I've said this publicly, that fuel in the United States could reach $12 to $15 per gallon for regular grade gasoline. Any comments?
I think worse than fuel, we need to consider food. Because the Russia and Ukraine has a large percent, I think it's around 30% of the world's grain supply. They provide a significant percent of the fertilizer, the potash, the urea.
That's right. That's right. About 30% of the world's fertilizer is controlled by Russia. Yes.
It's a recipe for more than a financial disaster. It's a recipe for an economic and humanitarian disaster.
Any comments about fuel?
They can't turn to the Middle East and expect to make up this amount of energy. They just don't have that capacity. The United States can't backfill Europe with liquefied natural gas. We don't have the infrastructure. Even if we wanted to export that amount, Europe is going to see things probably much worse, much sooner than the United States. But, how high is going to go? Good question. I wonder if they're going to have to go change out the gas pumps because we can't do double-digit dollar per gallon gas prices. Like back in the day when we had to change them out because gas prices exceeded a dollar and pumps couldn't handle that.
Right, and we used calculators and we multiplied the number of gallons to the tenth of a gallon times the price per gallon, and we got what you owed for that fuel that was just pumped into your tank. That's how it was done back then because the gas pumps could not accommodate the rapid increase in prices. And if we go over $9.99 per gallon, we're going to face the same thing. I don't think the signs are going to be able to handle it either, the ones that display the prices. So it's a mess. Everything's broken. Everything is broken. Captain John, we were working on a BMW here at the shop. It came in and the navigation system doesn't work, okay? And the radio doesn't work. And the cost of repairing the computers that are needed to fix that are more expensive than the car's worth. And how did this happen? Well, the guy got a jump start. He got a jump start with booster cables, and it blew the computers for navigation and the radio. No kidding. I'm not kidding, class. You do not want to have a jump start from somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. No kidding. So we're talking maybe $4,000 to fix the problems with this car, and the car's not worth that much. So beware that someone who might be trying to help you with your car might cause you to have to get a new car because of the economics of repairing cars today. Captain John, did you have any other comments that you wanted to cover?
I just want to try and wrap up and try and make this the last of the 10th anniversary show. Down in the Settled Science section, which the post for this is from the 17th, the first link in there is about a British-born American astronomer and astrophysicist who proposed in her 1925 doctoral thesis, so we're talking about less than 100 years ago, that stars were composed primarily of hydrogen and helium. This was a groundbreaking conclusion that was initially rejected because it contradicted the scientific wisdom of that time, which held that there were no significant elemental differences between the sun and the earth. So, and, you know, you can go across the board on how experts are wrong. We talked a lot about medical. The third link in that section talks about a movie, Patterns of Evidence, Exodus, from 2014. And that's the IMDb link for it that you can see where you can watch it, either free with commercials or by renting. Does a very good job of pointing that the Exodus was not during the period of the Pharaoh Ramesses. It was a much earlier time, and when you start adjusting for that, all of a sudden the archaeology starts fitting with the Bible. So some very interesting things to look at there. Please stay tuned at johntrek.substack.com. I'm going to be, one, reposting what I've got for my four anniversary shows. And then after that, I'll be picking up on the adult version of the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. And if you go to thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, you'll see that there are archives for this broadcast class from 2013 through 2022 as well. And there's a lot of material there. And johntrek.substack.com, you can sign up for the newsletters for free.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.